I slipped, fell half a meter, my knuckles scraping against the wall, but managed to grip where one of the weld points jutted almost imperceptibly in a shallow lip of metal. No one berated me or willed my death. I glanced down. Ferris was gone, for now at least. Making sure of my grip, I set my mind to the task ahead. Above me, with every painstaking meter I climbed, the oval of light that cast down into my cell widened. Once I neared the end of the shaft, no more than 2 meters from the summit, I stopped and waited, listened. 2 voices, low and grating, emanated from above. The rough tonality came from mouth grills. Kurz had positioned 2 guards to watch my cell. I briefly wondered if they were amongst the legionaries who had stabbed me so grievously before. I could still feel the presence of the blades as they pierced my body, but it was a phantom pain, and no scars marred my skin other than those rendered by the branding iron. During the Great Crusade, there were few occasions I could remember when the 8th and 18th Legions had fought together on campaign. Karatan was the last time, and that hadn't ended well for me or Kurz. Whatever bonds of loyalty I felt towards him, whatever fraternal love and respect I might have borne for him, ended on Karatan. What he did there, what he made me do. I shuddered, and one of the guards laughed in such a way as to suggest the nature of their discussion. Death and torture, and how they had meted it out to those weaker and smaller than them. Murderers, rapists, thieves, the children of Nostramo came from spoiled stock. I felt my anger boil, but kept my fury in check. This needed to be swift, silent. From the resonance of their footfalls against the metal floor, I gauged each legionary's position relative to the opening of the shaft. One was close by, bored as he shifted around often. The other was further away, perhaps a few meters between each warrior. Neither of them was watching the opening. I suspected they thought I was dead or dying. Certainly, they had plunged enough steel in me to see it done. I am a Primarch, and we do not die easily. Or well, I reminded myself. Thinking of poor Ferris, and for a moment I felt his presence again below me, but he didn't stir or speak. I eased out of the shaft. 2 guards, midnight clad in legionary colours, night lords both. One had his back to me. Moving silently, I slipped my hand around his gorget, smothering his mouth grill with my palm, and twisted. The other saw me late, a little further down the corridor. He saw my eyes first. He saw them when I chose to open them after I killed his comrade. 2 fiery orbs burning vengefully in the darkness. Shadows were the province of the 8th, but they were not the only legion who could dwell in darkness. Balanced on the edge of the shaft, dropping the body of the 1st guard that landed with a dull metal-hitting metal thunk, I pounced. The 2nd guard was raising his bolter. It must have felt like gravity had exerted itself fourfold over his muscles, every movement glacially slow in the face of a Primarch's concerted attack. He aimed for my chest, going for the center mass, as instinct would have urged him to. I carried the guard down as I landed on him, my fingers clamping around his trigger hand and mashing it into the stock of his bolter so he and it would never fire again. He hit the ground, grunting as my sheer weight and power dented his chest plate and cracked the fused ribcage beneath. I masked his scream with my hand, crushing the mouth grill, breaking teeth. Blood geezered up through his ruined war helm, splashing hot and wet against my face. I kept squeezing, immune to the guard's panic. Then it stopped, and silence followed. Still straddling the dead guard's body, I looked up and tried to get my bearings. A long corridor stretched out in front of me, bare metal, faintly lit, nondescript. I could be anywhere on Istvan. I remembered little of my abduction from the battlefield. What happened between when Kurz appeared and my waking in the cell might never return. A sense of enclosure as I touched the metal wall on my left made me suspect I was underground. Perhaps Horus had ordered the construction of tunnels beneath the surface. I wondered if there were cells for Korax and Ferus too. I dismissed the idea almost as soon as it was formed. Horus did not take prisoners of war. It wasn't in his nature, though I had much cause to question exactly what his nature was over these last few months. This was Kurz's doing. I knew then he hadn't forgiven me for Karatan, for what I did to him. My brother was a petty-minded, shallow creature. This was his way of evening things up between us. Taking the bodies of the guards one by one, I threw them down into the pit. I suspected much of this place was deserted. After all, Kurz had left me here to die, and no one would hear the crash of their broken bodies when they hit the ground. But a pair of dead night lords out in the open would arouse alarm immediately. A few seconds gained might be the difference between my escape and continued incarceration. With the guards dispatched, I padded gently to the end of the corridor, slowing as I reached the junction and listening intently for sounds of disturbance. Nothing.